You're listening to The Point. We're discussing oral history projects in the city of New Bedford. Joining us now is Beth Jones. She's the New Bedford Whaling National Historic Park artist in residence. Her project is titled New Bedford in the Palm of Your Hand, a citywide storytelling project. Beth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I'm really glad to be here.
I didn't know there was an artist in residence program for National Park. So tell us a little bit more about that and why it was something you wanted to pursue.
There's actually residencies in a lot of national parks around the country. And this one is considered a studio residency, so it doesn't provide housing. But what you have is 3 months to work on a project in New Bedford. They have visual artists, they have musicians, they have a variety of people who have done this residency prior to me. And my background is as a writer and a journalist, and I do some media work. So I was really interested in doing this as a, and they're part of the residency is to sort of derive inspiration from the city of New Bedford and to provide something that gives back to the community of New Bedford. And I thought, why not include the entire community of New Bedford or as much of it as I could get at, I could access in 3 months.
Yeah, with this oral storytelling. So the project is virtual. Tell us more about the interactive website that you're curating.
What I'm curating is a GIS story map so that it's not only, this isn't only oral, this is also visual. So that what I'm doing is I'm recording all of the storytellers telling their story, and then the recording, the video recording of their story is in a story map. So it's geolocated to where they are in New Bedford, or it's not necessarily I'm not using people's home addresses, but most people aren't talking about their, somebody was talking about, it could be anywhere in New Bedford. So people are talking about ledgers they found in the attics of their homes that date to the 1800s that they had never seen before. And, or medallions that they found on the street in New Bedford, or it's a variety of things, and it's all over New Bedford. So you really, each story you look at moves you around the map to where that story takes place.
So I say the voices in the project come from all over the city, and most have an affiliation with nonprofits or other community organizations within New Bedford. So walk us through how you found the places, then the voices to include in this project.
Well, a lot of them are affiliated with nonprofits. A lot of them are individuals too. I've literally handed out material to people on the street when they were putting garlands around the lampposts for the holiday season. I am sort of willing to approach anybody, more or less. The National Park has affiliations with some schools and such. So that is how I am working with our sister school, which is specifically, it's a low or no cost middle school for girls in New Bedford. I'm also, Tabor Academy, which is actually in Marion, has an affiliation, and sometimes it's a chain of connections from the National Park to Tabor Academy, to the CEDC that works with new immigrants to this country, or the Fishing Heritage Center. But then I'm also working, there's someone who I put up a Facebook page and people have responded to that. And people I know who are connected to New Bedford who have connected me to people they know. So it's been a very sort of widening net that I've had to kind of work on rapidly since it's only 3 months.
So let's hear from one of the people in the project. This is Cliff Roderick. What can you tell us about him before we hear his story?
Cliff is a volunteer at the National Park, and he and his wife both volunteer there, and I, because they were stuck behind the desk at the National Park, I've been trying to gather everybody I can, and I had no idea the story Cliff was going to tell me, and he actually told me two. One of them sort of has a almost supernatural effect, and one of them is just really a love story to his wife.
Hi. My name's Cliff Rodericks, and I've lived in New Bedford all my life, except for 10 weeks up in Burlington, Vermont. My story has to do with this photo. My family is a big Portuguese family, and we were mostly with my mother's side of the family, which was the Brillo side of the family. 11 children actually. One of them died at birth. That was Joseph. And then this guy died soon after this picture was taken. This is my Uncle John, who I never met. He died, he was probably about 8 or 9 years old. This picture hung in my grandmother's parlor for years. I lived upstairs from my grandmother and grandfather. And when I would have problems, I would go downstairs and talk to John in the parlor, and it would make me feel better. And he kind of talked back. But when my grandmother and grandfather died, the picture went to the oldest sister, which is out in Dartmouth. I didn't see the picture anymore. I think it was hung in one of her spare rooms. And one time after she had passed away and her husband passed away, her belongings were given away. And this happened to be given away to a man who was starting a new store up here on William Street. I had no idea that was happening. This was an antique shop, and on an aha night, which just on that night, my wife and I went in to see the new antique store, and this was hanging on the wall. I looked at the picture, and I said, gee, I guess a lot of kids in those days wore the same outfit to take their picture, not thinking it was my Uncle John. That night, he came to me. And he said, come and get me. I don't like where I'm at. I don't know where I'm going. I'm scared. In the morning, I woke up, and in the newspaper was this same picture of him hanging on the wall in that store. So I called my aunt, who was one of the few aunts that was still alive, and said, was that your brother in the picture? She said, I didn't get the paper yet, but when my son brings it, I'll call you back. Well, I said, never mind, I'm going down there. So I went to the store, walked in, first customer, and said, that picture is my Uncle John, and I want it. I don't know how you got it, but I want that picture back. The man said, I'll call the owner. The owner said, I knew this would happen. He sold it back to me for $10. John now sits in my house between two candelabras, and we still talk. Now, if you can see the picture that came in the newspaper, which is pretty difficult right now, and check out the mouth, he's got a frown. If you look at the picture, he's smiling. Glad to be back.
Have you seen the picture from the newspaper? Is he really frowning in one image and smiling in the other?
I think if I'm going to go with it. Yes.
The next piece of audio we have is from the New Bedford Community Economic Development Council and Tabor Academy. Tell us more about that collaboration.
That is a collaboration between students in a Spanish class of John Saroy at Tabor Academy and the CEDC, which is run by Corinne Williams. And it was really pretty extraordinary moment because the Tabor students go to the CEDC to tutor English to recent immigrants, primarily from Central America. And they end every time that they're there, every session that they're there, by singing Stand By Me together. And I happened to be there 2 days after the most recent election. So these are individuals from very, very different life experiences who are coming together to learn together and share their time. So that's what that one is.
Story we have is Albie Cullen. He does a very good job of introducing himself and telling his story. But before we hear from him, tell us more about PACA.
PACA is an incredible resource in New Bedford to provide services for people in recovery. And they are also, they provide all kinds of assistance. They have 12-step meetings, and they can help people with tax prep, and they can help people who are unsheltered find housing. They are just this incredible resource in a big old brick building in New Bedford. And it was astonishing to not even astonishing. It was just I was very grateful for the time that they shared with me and the stories that they gave me. And I would encourage anybody to listen to all of these stories, because they provide a tremendous amount of, I think, what we could use now in terms of connection.
Here's Albie Cullen.
Hi, my name is Albie Cullen, and I live in the north end of New Bedford. I never had any intention of living in New Bedford, never spent much time in New Bedford. A little over 6 years ago, while passing through New Bedford as a result of my substance use disorder to opiates, I was arrested. And that began my stay in New Bedford. As a result of that arrest and also continued substance use disorder, I ended up homeless in New Bedford. And so began a long journey, in which was a pretty dark period. There were some people who wanted to make my address in New Bedford the Ash Street Jail. And so that was a consequence of my actions I was facing. My plan was to stay in New Bedford as long as I could get the court cases resolved and then move along. And of course, the pandemic happened. And so everything sort of ground to a halt. And then at that point, I was in recovery, early recovery at that point, living in a sober house in New Bedford. And somebody told me to come to PACA, Positive Action Against Chemical Addiction, and that they could help me. And let me just say, as an active substance user, I was not a spiritual person. I didn't have any spirituality. I only cared about myself. So when I came to PACA, I walked in, and it was the when I came to PACA, it was the one place in the city where you could come And nobody cared that you had been arrested. Nobody cared that you had used drugs. Nobody cared about anything that happened to you. The only thing people at PACA cared about was how they could help you and how they could help solve your problems and help show you to a better life. And in that aspect included spirituality. So that sort of turned my time from wanting to stay in New Bedford. That was probably 4 years ago now. I'm still a Packer, as you can see, with we are surrounded by amazing people, some of whom are on these videos. And as I started my spiritual journey, I met someone at Packer, and they gave me this crystal, which I take with me everywhere I go. And the individual who gave it to me is probably the most important person in my life now. So the end result of all that is I came to New Bedford, I ended up getting arrested, and I thought my ended up homeless, I thought my life was over, and it's probably turned out to be the single best experience of my life.
There are more stories from folks at PACA, a story about a cucumber magnolia tree, sea stories, so much more. Are you still collecting stories? And if so, how do you know when to stop?
I will keep going. The stories have been unbelievable, and I barely have to edit them. I don't have to do anything. People just tell me a story, and it is so anybody is welcome to get in touch with any story that connects them to an object that connects them to New Bedford.
Beth Jones is the New Bedford Whaling National Park Artist in Residence. Her project is titled New Bedford in the Palm of Your Hand, a citywide storytelling project. We'll post a link to the project where you can see project participants and hear their stories at our website, capeandislands.org. Beth, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker. Theme music by Benjamin Burdery and William Coulter.